You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Funny story that came out last week about a woman in Michigan who dropped her phone. No, check that. It was her Apple iWatch, her watch, her Apple watch, down into an outhouse. And she tried to go in and get it. I guess it was that important and valuable to her. And yeah. She got stuck in the outhouse, and the first responders had to show up to try to rescue her. Anyway, there was no word on the condition of the disgusting watch when they finally got hold of her and right. got her out of there. But we were thinking about this, and we were like, man, can you imagine the story that she'll always have? What happened to your watch? Well, I dropped it into an outhouse, and I went in after
it. A pile of turds, yeah.
yeah. I know that some of these gadgets these days are water resistant. I don't know if they are turd resistant or not. I don't know. Right. But it led to a segment that we wanted to do. And when we came up with it, I scribbled my notes as, how did you F up a gadget?
And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these are probably going to come in as phones, but you've got your tablets to think about, you know, a Kindle, an iPad, your watch, phones, earbuds, anything. There was that woman the other day that swallowed her earbud because she was taking a handful of her multivitamin supplements, and she had an AirPod there, and she was just talking to somebody. She swallowed her AirPod. Down it went. We recently had to have a talk with my son over how we treat things at the house, because I am still one of those weirdos that had an iPad mini, because they're good for reading books and stuff on, and it was sitting on the floor, and he was just doing what kids do, not, you know, being smart, and he walked over and stepped on it, and just smashed the entire screen. And so he is slowly working his way to repaying me for that. And then the other story that I like, that my don't let my mom live it down, is she thought she had a screen protector on her phone, and so she started picking the corner because it was kind of coming up a little bit, and it turns out she peeled the entire front screen off of her phone thinking that it was a screen protector, and now she needed to go get a new phone.
It's like peeling the skin off your body.
She's like, God, this screen protector's starting to crack. I better just peel it off. And it was the actual screen. So
these are the stories we want. It's 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The only one I can contribute, I'm sure I've messed up stuff in the past, but the one that stands out is when I was at an airport waiting for somebody to come in. I had my laptop, and I had ordered, I think, a Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever, and I had it sitting there and knocked it over onto the keyboard of the laptop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
oh.
What I thought, before this ever happened, I thought, if I spilled a cola onto my laptop, it probably would take about 20 minutes, and then it would just go, no. Mm-hmm. The second the stuff hit the keyboard, the laptop just gave me the middle finger, just went,
oh, no. And you turn it sideways, like, and it's dripping out of the keys, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I'm hustling, trying to, like, you know, get napkins on it and everything. Like, I can save this. I could not save this.
Nope, that's done.
It was like the very second it hit the keys, it checked right out.
Gadget graveyard for that one. There was one that came in about a bus. Where was it? Jennifer texted. She said, I was getting on a bus when my iPad slipped out of my backpack as the door closed. The bus started moving. The driver wouldn't stop for me. I watched out the back as we drove away, and a few cars actually ran over it. Oh. Thanks for the break, RTD.
Let's grab some calls. Anna, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
We got to know, how did you jack up a gadget?
Well, my daughter got a hold of my phone when she was 4 and apparently dropped it in the toilet. I didn't know for quite a few months as my phone started to not work very well and the sound wasn't working. And I was looking at my pictures and videos and found a video. She was filming the toilet flushing and dropped my phone into the flushing toilet.
So you actually got a video of the crime.
That's good.
Correct.
And you're like, can you explain this?
Why my phone wasn't working. So.
And why it like smelled funny. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's a good one.
Anna, thank you for the call. Have a fun day, okay?
Yeah, you have a great day. Thank you.
I love that the crime was captured.
That's pretty good.
By the perp, even. So that's really good. Here comes Michael. Michael, what happened?
Well, I like to build my own computers, and I didn't like the way the CPU brain fan was oriented. The logo was on the top instead of on the bottom. So I tried to take out the fan. CPU was still attached, and I bent all those little gold pins on the bottom. Broke a bunch of them. Yeah. Cost me $300 for a new CPU.
Oh, man.
Man.
That's nerd mad right there.
Michael, thank you so
not
much
the
for the call.
Here's
he
a
bent his pins,
oh,
man.
Oh, that's the worst. Here's a fan one. Mark texted in. I was working on my car's engine when my iWatch slipped off and fell right into the fan. His quote is, jacked that mother up. And that's from Mark.
It would.
Ding, cling, 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 cling. Yep.
Here comes Jen. Jen, what happened?
Oh, we were at a parade, and my son's iPod just tumbled out of his pocket into the storm drain. We couldn't get it up. We didn't know that those grates would lift up with a lot of strength, and so we called the fire department. And they came, and they sent a whole big rig after the parade. They pulled that thing out, and they made my son pull it out, put a glove on. Nothing could take the funk out of those.
They were AirPods, like the headphones?
Yeah.
AirPods. Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, my
God. Gross. I would never put those back in my ears. Did you get a bill for that? Did they charge you for coming to do that?
No. What a waste of government resources, huh?
Seriously. I would have handed you a bill.
Right? They made him grab them out, but oh,
as they should.
We couldn't even carry that thing in the car. It was
awful. That's fantastic. Oh, so you saying you ended up replacing them anyway just because of the smell?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's expensive. God, that's great.
Expensive.
Jen, thank you for a great
phone
call.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Here comes Cameron. Cameron, what happened?
Yeah, so I had my hands full of groceries, and I had a laptop, my work laptop, and I brought it all in my house, and we didn't have a ton of counter space, so I used my stove for part of my counter space, and one of the grocery bags turned the knob to the stove on, and I melted my work computer to the stove.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
And I didn't notice God. For a minute because I went to go get more groceries out of the car, so I went outside, got more groceries in my hand, came back in. It smelled awful, and I was like, what is happening? And I am glad that my house didn't light on fire, but my computer melted to my stove, and I had to let it cool and scrape it with a knife to get it off.
Yeah.
And it was my work computer. So
smells like you're taking the rest of the day off to me.
That I didn't have a computer anymore.
Yeah, that's
now, wait a minute. Tell me you got photos of this, though.
I do. I have photos. I had to. There was no way you couldn't take a photo of a burnt computer. Because how does that even happen? I didn't. Yeah. No one would intentionally burn.
Did you ruin your stove?
There was a little leftover mark for the rest of the time, but it still functioned pretty well.
The reason I was asking about the photos is because we want one. So
this
the same number that you called when you hang up, text us a photo of your burned computer.
Of your iMelt. All right.
I will definitely send it. Yeah, it was very stinky, smelly, and cost me a little bit of money.
Cameron,
a little bit of money.
You're the best. Wow. Thank you for being on the show with your boy.
Hilarious.
Send us that photo. I've got to see that.
What are the odds, man?
Here's Tina. Tina, good morning. What happened?
All right. So my daughter is the queen of messing up phones, so we got her a life-proof case, and we were dropping her off at school, and she jumps out, slams the door. It gets caught in the door, and even through the life-proof case, broke the phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those cases are a gimmick.
I agree.
I think they
are. Thank you so much for
the
call.
Tina.
We appreciate it. Armando says, I was mowing the grass when my flip phone fell out of my pocket. I didn't notice until the mower ran over.
It was time to get rid of that flip phone. Yeah.
When you got a flip phone, it's best that they get run over.
It actually jumped out of your pocket. It said, please, no more.